So, you have all your tools in place, and your wife feels both emotionally and mentally reassured. Now it's time for physical preparations. First of all, remember that arousal doesn't just make a pussy wet, but also makes it relax and broaden. This is called tenting. You might want to Google that. And it allows the vagina to take more than seems possible in its neutral state. For an extra large cock, it will be necessary for your wife to be very aroused to have the best chance of maximizing her enjoyment. Before practicing with the dildos, spend plenty of time eating your wife's pussy, gently teasing her clit, and also fingering her and rubbing her G-spot, starting with one finger and adding digits carefully and gently until she indicates that it's all she can take. Try to make her come as many times as she can tolerate in the process. As many times as she can tolerate, since the clit may become uncomfortably sensitive after a while. Don't take too long after the last orgasm to begin with the smallest dildo. Have your harness on, but don't attach the dildo until you find the one which is currently at the limit of her comfort. Start with the smallest, gently oozing it in and out a few times. And if it doesn't seem to provoke any sort of reaction indicating that her pussy is being challenged, move up to the next size. Keep in mind you're holding these dildos in your hand for now. When you get to the dong that's the limit of what your wife can comfortably handle, snap it into the harness. Add plenty of compatible lube to the dong. Ease it into your wife's pussy and begin to gently hump her. Check in with her to see whether or not she's okay, and then whether or not she can possibly handle being fucked harder. Once you're able to pound fuck her pussy at a nice steady pace without her asking you to stop, and hopefully with her evincing pleasure, though there's no substitute for the real thing, you can move up to the next size. Soon, your wife will feel comfortable and confident enough to experiment with different positions. Penetration is easiest for most people with the receptive partner lying on their back. But chances are your bull will want her to ride it, and of course take it doggy style, among other positions. And with your help, it won't be long before your own mediocre boner is dripping with inspiration as you watch her experience exactly that in real time. I hope you found the blog post and audio helpful. If you have any further questions or perhaps some fantasies you'd like to work through with an understanding and creative co-pilot, please feel free to give me a call at 1-800-356-6169. And if you'd like to read more about my kinks and tastes, as well as advice and opinions about them, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.